You could just show your kids some street fighting videos on YouTube. Or you could lay out $200 and take them to a National Hockey League game. Your choice. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Kara DeFalco will be by soon. Our guest this hour is a return guest to the show, Carrie Kasem. Carrie is the daughter of legendary radio personality Casey Kasem, and everyone knows the awful, terrible story about the end-of-life situation for Casey Kasem. Well, Carrie continues to fight for the rights of those who are sick so they can see their adult children and so their adult children can help them when they need them most. Carrie is pushing legislation in every state in this country. The fight goes on, and we will get an update from Carrie Kasem. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the Apple Store. You're accepting a personality, you're accepting a lifestyle when you go into this store. Get ready to be changed, and get ready to be changed forever. It is forbidding, it is foreboding, but you still want to buy their products. And the one near me, they made it even bigger. We'll have the story. And then dead giveaways that your spouse and or partner, they are cheating on you. Kara and I have the story. There are telltale signs. Is he or she running into the shower as soon as they get home? You better keep an eye on things. We start things off this hour with the utter violence that is pervading the National Hockey League. And you are now looking at your audio device saying, tell me something new. There was such an egregious incident about a week and a half ago. The Vancouver Canucks were playing at the New Jersey Devils. One of the New Jersey Devil players sized up and came in and just slammed into one of the Canuck players, and that player ended up in the hospital. And as the player lay it on the ice unconscious, the Devils and the Canucks fought on top of him. Just this all-out brawl. Hockey is the only sport where this is tolerated. You can literally beat the hell out of somebody and just get 2 minutes for roughing, 5 minutes for fighting, or whatever it is. You're a parent, and you're trying to get your kids into sports. So what do? Do you take them to a baseball game? Do you take them to the basketball game? Do you take them to the football game where things in the stands are always lovely and copacetic, are they not? Or do you pony up and pay for the most expensive ticket there is and go to a National Hockey League game? You don't see a lot of kids at NHL games, but the ones you do, it's always the fancy schmancy parents from the suburbs. They drove in the Range Rover and everybody's wearing their $200 jersey and it's great. And they're sitting there and there's little Colin and little Bartholomew and little Esmeralda. And they're watching two guys beat the living hell out of each other and they're bleeding all over the ice. Is that what you want your kids to see? Would you let your kids watch that on television if it had nothing to do with ice hockey? Would you want your kids to see it if you weren't an Islander fan or a Devil fan or a Panther fan or a Blackhawk fan or whatever fan you are? It amazes me that parents take their kids to see this. And obviously, hockey loves it because they don't legislate it out of the game. There is a reason why the NHL has to pay NBC to put their games on television. Because when you really boil it down, it's a gutter game. And I know a lot of hockey fans that are going to be very upset that I said that. But sorry, folks, it's true. All right, let's stay on the sports topic, shall we not? Adam did a really nice job with this. Adam has a wish list. It is the holiday season. So sit back, get some hot chocolate, and enjoy this week's edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walski.
'Tis the week before Christmas and Hanukkah too. What should I ask for me and for you? Baseball's hot stove is warm, players on the move. For Mets fans, we hope the pitching is back in the groove. For my Northwestern Wildcats, they may have a chance. Maybe this March, they finally make the big dance. The Knicks are improving, but as their season goes on, they have a long way to go before they compete with LeBron. And the Jets, oy, the Jets. Well, there's always next year. But they need a rebuild, that much is clear. The Rangers are good, their stock trending up. Maybe 17 is the year they finally bring home the cup. In this season of giving and making wishes come true, here's what I hope for me and for you. To you and your loved ones as you gather and celebrate the most joyous of holidays. I know you'll make them all great. Happy holidays, everyone. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walski. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Carrie Kasem is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Let's work to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.